Time now for a Tennessee practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we get to say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Rick Barnes met with the media today at noon for his press conference that we carry right here on the Sports Animal every week on Sports 180. He touched on a number of things, but the looming question was what he thought about the charge that was called against Sean Fulkerson at the end of the ball game. And it's kind of interesting because the way Tennessee bailed itself out of that home victory to South Carolina about a month ago was John Fulkerson taking a charge, and as how fate would have it, he gets called against the charge on the road on Saturday. And so Rick Barnes at the time said that, post-game that he thought it was a charge and that was one of many turnovers John Fulkerson just can't have in a ball game. And he kind of doubled down on that earlier today. He said, at the time I thought it was, and now I can also talk about a lot of other calls I didn't agree with. I thought that he spun, there was some contact there, but I thought the defender was there. So, again, that's what Rick Barnes thought about the charge that went against Tennessee and John Fulkerson at the end of the ball game. He touched on the health of both E. Pons and Josiah Jordan James. E. Pons is dealing with some tendonitis in his right knee. He hasn't done a whole lot of practice the last few times out on the practice court, but is very tough, and he comes through and has a solid day on Saturday, 13-7, 13.7 boards. Josiah Jordan James, Rick Barnes said, I thought for not doing anything the past few weeks, he was okay. He'll need to clean some things up the more he gets out there. He needs to be in better condition because, again, he's missed the last four games. But, again, he's been hurt all year as well. So that's what he had to say about the health status of both E. Pons and Josiah Jordan James. Essentially the thing he's most disappointed in is the turnover. Tennessee turned the basketball over 20 times against South Carolina. When you're on the road and you go to a place where the team has won 7 of the last 9 coming into the ball game, you can't afford to turn the ball over 20 times. Both teams were dreadful from the free throw line. Tennessee made 17 of 28. South Carolina made 19 of 13. Something that when you watch the game, you certainly picked up on. But when you look at the stat sheet, this just jumps out at you. Both teams rebounded the basketball fairly well. The Vols and the Gamecocks both got into double figures in offensive rebounds. South Carolina, however, turned 11 offensive rebounds into 12 second-chance points. Tennessee turned 10 offensive rebounds into only 3. And so those are some things, the turnovers, not taking advantage of second opportunities, that when you're, again, on the road in a hostile environment and playing a team that's very, very hot right now, you've got to take advantage of those things. And Tennessee, unfortunately, was just not able to on Saturday night. So Rick Barnes touched on a number of things, but, again, the turnovers – were the big disappointment for the head basketball coach here today.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any question that that coach, you never have to really think what he's thinking because he'll let you know. But a lot of frustration, not only with the turnovers, but also with the missed free throws. But I like the fact that he took a moment to stand up for his squad and say, when you take a look at all this team has been through, the fact that they've been so consistent in how they fought, he's got a great appreciation for that, doesn't he?
Yeah, it really does. The question was asked, Tennessee, it's been a while since the team has won consecutive games, and you'll have a nice win, have a couple of losses, or you'll be hit or miss. And Rick Barnes kind of jumped up and took to his team's aid. Not that the question was in an attacking manner whatsoever, but Rick Barnes said, hey, if you look at where we are right now, right after Christmas, we're a shell of what we are now. If you would have told me that we're still in the thick of things like we are right now, I'd be surprised, because we count on having Lamonte Turner playing this year. We never counted on Jordan Bowden, unfortunately, having the roughest shooting year of his entire career. We expected Josiah Jordan James to be playing, healthy this year, and he's not. He's missed the last four games, except for he came back in South Carolina, but missed the four games prior to that, and really before that he's been playing hurt all year long. He said, I'd be surprised if you told us where we were right now with all those things going against them. Two guys were not on the opening night roster for Tennessee when they started the season, Santiago Vescovi and Irwis Plastich. So he said he's really, really proud of the guys where they are now and playing as consistent, as you pointed out, John, as they are right now, considering all those things have gone against them. And he said that, right now we don't consider our freshmen young guys. We don't talk to them like they're young players anymore, because they've got the minutes under their belt now to where they're no longer freshmen. And so though Tennessee is kind of going through one of those years, it's certainly a regrouping year, playing a lot of youth, trying to figure itself out, still getting good play and still trying to play to the best of the abilities of the game plan. And Rick Barnes certainly happy about that from his crew.
Eric, what'd you think of Rick Barnes being asked about Jordan Bowden and not really trying to seize them those moments late in ball games like we saw on Saturday?
Hey, you said it was interesting that it's almost like he has a mental block right now, and that's something that a lot of shooters go through. And he said as long as Jordan Bowden is continuing to do the things that we're coaching him to do and he's preparing the right way, he still needs to take those open shots. We're still trying to encourage him that when the shot's there, you've got to take it, because he said that he and the coaching staff all believe that they're going to start falling sooner or later. Surprised that his shots are not falling right now. But Jordan Bowden, he did credit him. Again, he said a couple of times today that it's unfortunate that he is having the worst shooting year of his career, and they didn't plan on that, but he's still playing at an elite level on defense. He's not letting that affect his defensive play, and he gave him a lot of credit for that, because especially when you look at some of the younger guys, you look at really a lot of other basketball players overall, you miss a free. He gave the example today. I forgot who he used. I think he might have said Kumwa, missing a free throw and then going back on defense the other way. That affects you. You have a quick foul. You have to be taken out of the ball game. Bowden has never allowed his offensive struggles to affect what he's doing, guarding the perimeter and guarding in the lane as well. So he gave Jordan Bowden a lot of credit, but he's still encouraging his senior to shoot when the shot is open, and he believes those are going to fall sooner or later.
As he talked about Vanderbilt, the team that Tennessee plays tomorrow night, he's got a lot of respect for Jerry Stackhouse and says that you can tell that Vanderbilt, every player they play, has gotten better from the first time these two teams met, hasn't he?
Yeah, he said he sung the praises of Jerry Stackhouse. Vanderbilt coming off a tough loss on the road at Florida by nearly 20 over the weekend, but this team has 9 wins on the year. That one SEC victory a couple weeks ago, again at the time, against number one in the league and undefeated LSU, so that was a big thing. And he said it's obvious that this team is improving. Every single player on the roster has improved when you watch tape from the last time Tennessee squared off against Vanderbilt. And again, that's a credit to Jerry Stackhouse and his staff. And so he said they're making it hard on just about everybody. I mentioned Vanderbilt beating LSU. He also pointed out, that being Rick Barnes, that Vanderbilt had Kentucky down at half. That was, 2 weeks ago? And then Kentucky kind of pulled away there in the second half of that ball game. But Vanderbilt has improved. And so it's going to be a challenge. Vanderbilt's a team that's kind of, I don't want to say peaking right now, but certainly playing as good as it has all season long, really the last 2 years, because it was in that conference losing streak for so long. But Rick Barnes saying this is not going to be a gimme game at all, but this is a game Tennessee desperately needs. Again, you look at games against South Carolina, games against Vanderbilt, something we talked about on the starting lineup the last couple of mornings. You got to take advantage of those, because, again, you've got two against Auburn. You've got a game against Florida, one more against Kentucky, one more against Arkansas. It's tough sledding for the Volunteers the rest of the way, so you need to get the game against Vanderbilt. You wish you would have had the one against South Carolina. Essentially, you need to take advantage of the ones that you got to get on that schedule. So a very complimentary of Vanderbilt, knows it's going to be a dogfight tomorrow night.
Any other news or notes?
That's it for today. Again, Rick Barnes met with the media earlier today. The audio is up on 99.1thesportsanimal.com. And he talked on a number of things, his team's performance against South Carolina, where he thinks the team is right now, and then previewed the Vanderbilt game that will air tomorrow night right here on the Sports Animal. Today's UT Basketball Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Eric, coming up after Sports Talk, it'll be Producing the Facts. What can we look forward to tonight?
Yeah, loaded show. Going to be from 7 to 8 o'clock tonight, a full hour. Going to talk about the Houston Astros sign-stealing mess that only seems to be getting worse and worse. It got really bad over the weekend when some key players stepped up and got in front of the microphone. Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball commissioner, seem to step on his own toes yet again. So going to go over, kind of reset what's going on with that situation. Going to talk to Alex Abernathy and of News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Had a really nice thread on his Twitter account a couple weeks ago about speaking to collegiate baseball players around the country on sign stealing versus steroid using and the comparisons there for opposing pitchers. A really good conversation with Alex Abernathy. Going to get comments from our very own John Wilkerson about Tennessee's season-opening victory on the Diamond, a season-opening sweep, and close the show out talking a little Tennessee football. So it's going to be a big show, really excited about it, And that's coming up here in about 40 minutes right here on the Sports Animal.
We look forward to it, Eric. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee Practice Report brought to you by Pools by Heritage.